The international community has celebrated the World Aging Day with proposals for greater care for the aged. In Ghana, the day was marked with the recognition of the contributions of the aged to the nation's development. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the founder of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, called for the establishment of a national social protection policy for the aged.
We don't even know about aged people, how they suffer. I go in the villages. You see people 80 years old and going to farm before they can eat. That is a crime against God. For all these officials with the Land Cruisers, with Pajeros and flying first class. First of all, you got to have social protection. God, the Creator, He gave us natural resources. The reason being simple, that all of us will have something. But here in our culture, the big men cater for their want instead of cater for the needs of all of us. God gave us enough for our need, but He didn't give us enough for our greed.
So what do you want government to do for the aged?
They got to reduce the size of the government. Right now, what I see is that all organizations are trying to sabotage your mama. You have to sit down and then bring the government out from the hands of the marauding mafia so that they can cater for the social needs. That's what I like about Mahama. For years, he's always talking to me about the social needs of the poor people, the aged, and his biggest concern is the children. So the question is, we have to wait for his policy to come out. Let's see what he does. But what is going on is a crying shame. The old people, they just die once a year. Some of them are senile, Alzheimer's disease. We don't care about all this. There's no hospice. There's nothing.
Kofi Wayo on the need for the establishment of the national social protection policy for the aged.